today for his mother, Aisha Ita Bas Moshe. That Moshe has yotzeit for his
Shlomo
Bram Nachum Tzvidis, the Shabbos of his father. So we dedicate the learning Lezecha Nishmosam. Let's see, where did we leave off? Let's see, we learned the Gemara till Chav Ches Amar Aleph, I think. The Gemara explained the Mishnah, the opening Mishnah, Chav Zainam, and base. Yeshem Shamayim Botkim Oso, the Soita who drinks the Maim Amorim in the base Amigdosh, Kachamayim Botkim Oso. The Oso refers to the boil. Doesn't refer to the husband. The husband didn't do anything wrong. And exactly how do you learn it out from the Pasuk? So the Mishnah says, Shenema Ubo Ubo, says twice Ubo. Then it says also the next line in the Mishnah, one Ubo goes on the Isha, one Ubo 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 Hamayim Hamorim goes on the boil. Then it says the word Vinitma Vinitma also says twice, Kishem Shasu Al Abal Kachasu Al Boil. The word appears twice. So the Gemara says, what's the drasha? Is it because the word appears twice? Or because of the Vav? So the Gemara says, well, look the next line in the Mishnah. Dibrei Rabbi Akiva, that's what Rabbi Akiva says. Okay, Schar ben Akatsim said the same. Rabbi Yomer, the drush is from the fact that it's written twice. So you see that Rabbi Akiva is not darshaning from the fact that it's written twice. Rabbi Akiva is learning from the fact that you have the Vav. Uvo, the Vav is marba the boil. Vinitmo, vinitmo, the Vav is marba the boil. And Rabbi is the one who says the Pasuk appears twice. Okay. So that. When you, yeah, that's when you have Lashonas Kfulim, like it says, Pastrach Tiftach, Hanik Tanik, Nasim Titin, Hakesake. So Rabbi Shmuel says it doesn't mean anything necessarily. People talk like that, they repeat words unnecessarily. So the Chumash is written like that. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. He says, no, every time you have Lashonis Kfulim Yidashim. Here it doesn't say Vinitma, Vinitma, the word twice. It's in two different psukim. And the word of Vinitma is taken out of context. It says, the husband is Chayshid his wife and Vinitma. It's not one after the other. This is not Lashonis Kfulim. Yeah. So the Gemara had the Shaila and Chav Ches Amar Aleph about 10 lines in. Iboilahu, is the Mishnah learning from the word, from the Vav, or the Mishnah is learning from the repetition of the word? And the same thing, Vinitma, Vinitma, is it from the Vav, or is it from the repetition? So the Gemara says, Toshma Beriktani Sefer, Rabbi Yomer, Rabbi says, is based on the fact that the word is repeated twice. So you see the Rabbi Akiva, who came before Rabbi, wasn't darshaning the fact that the word appears twice, rather from the Vav. That's how the Gemara says. So that's what we learned last week. So I think we left off over there, about 20 lines from the top, and the line begins with the word Vavi Kadarish. So then the Gemara says, Hilkach, bottom line, what's the story? Rabbi Akiva, Shita Kroi Ksivi. What do you mean, Shita Kroi Ksivi? It says, Uvo Bo Hamayim Hamorim, Latzvas Beten Velan Pil Yorich. And it has a Vav. And it says that three times. The Vav, Vav, Mayim, Amorim, three times. So Rabbi Akiva Darshan, it says three times, and each time has a Vav. So you Darshan as if it were written six times. So what are you Darshaning over here? Chad L'Tzavo Adido, V'chad L'Tzavo Adidei. So Rashi interprets like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is instructing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He created the world, instructed the nature to function in a certain way. The rain should fall down and the water should extinguish fire and the fire should evaporate water. Baruch Shalom instructed in Sheshes Mei Breshes. Then Baruch Shalom instructed, when He gave the Torah, He instructed that a miracle should occur. Tzavua didor, Baruch Shalom gave it tzavua to the Teva. Ubo bo hamayim hamorim lemorim, that the Isha should get sick, even though it's not poisonous. Uvo, and the Vav Ubo means that the boil should get sick. Chalitzavah didav, chalitzavah didav. So Rashi translates, Tavor, the Baruch Shalom is mitzavah, the Teva, that she should get sick and he should get sick. Chal la'asiyah didav, chal la'asiyah didav. And then it says a second time, Uvo with a Vav. So the Vav is marbe l'didav u'l'didav for the Isha, for the Soitan, for the boil. So asiyah means that that's what's actually going to happen. Asiyah didav. Describing what's actually going to happen. The miracle that was promised is going to occur. And then the third time that it says Avo with a vav, and it's chad l'didah v'chad l'didah, chad l'yediyah didah v'chad l'yediyah didah. What's the dos yediyah? What do you mean yediyah? So Rashi explains, the pasuk says, this came from the first perek, where Rashi quoted, it's in the first perek, le'el daftes on the base. Le'el daftes on the base. So there was a Mishnah there. The Mishnah comments, yeah, the Mishnah is on Ches Amid Beis. The Mishnah is in the first perek of Ches Amid Beis. So the Mishnah says, "B'midot shodam modeid bo mod nimlo." The same way a person does an avera, that's how they're going to punish a midah k'neged midah. So when the woman, the eshesish, had an affair with someone else, if it's true that she had an affair, so he kishta satzma l'avera, she dressed herself up in order to get this man to sing with her to gain his attention. So therefore, hamokim nivlo. The Rabbi Shalom instructed that we have to be menaval har, we have to take off her jewelry and have to rip her clothing and uncover her hair to be mevazer. Then he gilsa satzma laver, she undressed herself a little bit, or a lot, in order to sin with this other man. So Rabbi Shalom calls that we should rip her dress, part of her body will be exposed. And then, b'yerech eschila ba'vera t'chila v'achakach ha'beten. So Rashi describes, when they were making love, when the Eshesish was making love with the other man, so first they were fooling around and she was having pleasure with the side of her thigh. And only afterwards they did the Maisa's Nus, so the Beten Haranor later, Leficha, Tilke, therefore when she's punished, Ayerech Tchila V'Hakach HaBeten. So the Pasuk says when she'll be punished, so it says, V'Nofle Yerecha V'Tzov Sabitno. So the curse, the Klola is given, first the Yerech and then the Beten, because that's the way she sinned. The midah shadamodid, ba modid and lo, that's midah keneged midah. In fact, though, when she gets sick, it's not going to happen like that. So that's what Rashi interprets over here on Ardaf. Chad liyadiyah didah, v'chad liyadiyah didah. The third time it says, uvo bo amayma morim lamorim, tzof sabitum, v'naf liyirecha, it's not going to happen the way the curse is given. When the kohen gives the curse to the woman, if you sin, so because she sinned first, with the thigh, so he curses her first that the thigh should get sick, and then later on she sinned with the belly when they were together, so then the belly will be sick. But lemaisa, if she drinks the my mom and gets sick, is going to happen in the opposite direction. So that's why it has to say twice. So bo bo my mom arm the morim, first the beten and then the erech. That's called yediyah didov, yediyah didei. The Torah notifies us that the actual punishment is not going to happen in the order that is described in the klola. The klala has it backwards because midah keneged midah. Because when she sinned, she first had pleasure with the thigh and then with the belly. So this is according to Rabbi Akiva, who darshans all of us. Rebbe apparently doesn't darshan vav. That's a machlekes and shas in different places. Whether you do darshan vav, you don't darshan vav. Whether you do darshan es, you don't darshan es. So Rebbe holds that you don't darshan vavs, but the word of bow appears three times. So Rebbe holds Talasa Kroik Sibi. Rebbe says you have three psukim, not that you have six drushes. Rebbe Akiva says the three, but each pasuk has a vav, so you darshan six times. Rebbe holds Talasa Kroik Sibi Chalat Tzavo Achad LaSiv Achad LiYediyah. Once it says Hakadosh Baruch Hu instructs Teva to make a nes over here to cause the woman to get sick and to die. Achad LaSiv, that's actually what's going to happen. Achad LiYediyah, to notify us that it's going to happen in the opposite order from the klala. The klala was the yerech first and then the beten, and the pasuk is madias that it's not so. And you don't need psukim to say chad li dido v'chad li didei. Somehow we understand that. That's when the word is going to ask, how do you know that? Feg di gemara v'rebi k'shem shamayim bot k'moso kach bot k'moso. Meanwhile, how does Rebbe know that? Rebbe Akiva learns that from the vav u'bo'u. Every time it says a bo'u that she's going to get sick, so the vav darsh implies the boil will also get sick. But according to Rebbe says the word vinitma says three times, so he's darshaning the repetition of the word. He's not darshaning the vav. So how does he know the first din in the Mishnah? Keshem. So the Mishnah had two lines. The first line in the Mishnah is Keshem Shamayim Bot Kemoso Kach Bot Kemoso. Then the next line, Keshem Shasur Al Abal Kach Asur Al Abal. So Rebbe comments on the second din, Keshem Shasur Al Abal Kach Asur Al Abayel, he knows it not from above, he knows it from the vinitma, and the word appears three times. How does Rebbe know the first statement that the Mishnah has? Geshem shamayim bod kimoso, kach hamayim bod kimoso. So the first time that Rabbi Akiva learns it out from the Vav, and if Rebbe doesn't dash in Vav, so where does he have a mocker to know that the boil is also going to get sick? He doesn't subscribe to that opening line in the Mishnah. It's possible. It's possible that Rebbe thinks that it's not going to happen. But the Mishnah sounds like it's recording a fact that every time the woman would die, the boil would die. This is quoted the Rishalmi that not always. Let's say the woman knows she's having an affair with someone else, and she fooled the man into believing that she's his wife. So let's say if the boil didn't realize that he's doing an aver, boil thought that she was single. Oh, so if he was b'shoigeg, then he's not going to get sick and die. If she was b'mezid, she will. Or let's say he raped her. So he was b'mezid, and he knew what he was doing, and she was b'shoigeg. She thought it was her husband. The man fooled the woman into believing that he is her husband. So the man did loisin of b'mezid, and the woman violated loisin of b'shoigeg. So that's what Tosafot quotes Yerushalmi. So gemalta echitim. So it'll happen. One of them will get sick and die. The other one will not. It's in violation of the first line in the Mishnah. The first line in Mishnah goes if they both did b'mezid. But if one is b'mezid, one is b'shegeg, so the one is b'shegeg will not get sick and will not die. They did an avera. She thought she fooled him into believing that she's single. To have an affair with a single girl is also an avera, but you don't deserve to die because of that. So that's what the Gemara is. According to Rebbe, how do you know the first line? You mean to say that Rebbe doesn't believe in that? That the boil is not going to get sick and die? That's highly unlikely. They can't believe that he doesn't subscribe to the opening line in the Mishnah. Yeah, every so often Rebbe was the editor of the Mishnah. So every so often Rebbe himself does not agree with what it says in the Mishnah, and he didn't incorporate his sheet into the Mishnah. Because he wrote the Mishnah L'shem Shamayim. He knew that he was outvoted. So goodbye. So what's he going to? He's going to always push for his opinion. There are Rabbanim in our generation. They publish Svarim and they only push their opinion. They ignore everybody else's opinion. So the Rishonim, there's a Sefer Akrisis to the Rashmi Kinnan. So he points this out. On the beginning of Sanhedrin, they pointed out. Rabbi Sanhedrin says, Dinim Amenis Bishloisha. Says a few times. The Tosefta quotes, Rabbi holds Dinim Amenis Bechamisha. He didn't put his sheet into the Mishnah. He didn't even mention that there is a sheet Al Cholakis. So on the bottom of the Tosefta there in the beginning, the opening Tosefta in Sanhedrin, so they quote in the footnotes from the Rashi Mikin in the Sefer HaKrisis, he was one of the Balei HaTosfos, Rebbe knew he was outvoted, and he was writing a Sefer Psak L'Doros, he was outvoted. So showing he has his private Shita, but he's not going to push it, he's not going to put it in the Mishnah, he knows, and it doesn't. But over here, so it could well be that Rebbe Taka disagrees, he holds that the boil never died. But the Gemara finds it hard to believe. This is Maisim, they used to have Soitas, used to come to the Beis HaMikdash. They're describing a fact. Rebbe lived years after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. He wasn't there.
But so why wouldn't Rebbe put his opinion explicitly in the Mishnah?
He knew it was outvoted, so there's no need to mention it.
Yeah, but Beis Shammai Basila, we have that.
Yeah. Beis Shammai deserves to be quoted even though they're outvoted. But Rebbe felt he was humble. The Gemara said, "Mishemes Rebbe Batlam Nova," the last daf in Saita. He was very humble. He was not more humble than the Beis Hillel, but he was very humble. So he knew that it's a sefer p'sak halacha l'deris, and the shita was not accepted.
There are many places in Mishnah that Rebbe disagrees.
Right. A lot of times his opinion is mentioned, and we don't accept it. And every so often he doesn't even mention his opinion. He doesn't even bother to quote it because he knows he was outvoted. I mean, why sometimes did he record it, why sometimes not? I don't know. That's a good historical question. It's a very good question. Yeah. The Rambam writes in the beginning of the Mishnah Torah, he's not going to quote all the machloikas, he's just going to quote one shita. The shita that we pass on the halacha. So that's Ruba de Ruba, that's 98-99% of the Rambam, he only quotes the din. Then every so often, he says, there are those who say not so, and I say like this. Sometimes they'll give a machloikas, and I'll say his opinion. Sometimes I'll give him a machlek and say that sheet is a shigegas hayro, absolutely wrong. So what did he quote it for? The old Rambam from the beginning to the end, he could have quoted a machlekes on everything, but he doesn't. He doesn't quote machlekes tanoim v'amaram. He only quotes when the Gaonim have a sheet of lepsak halacha. Most of the time when he doesn't accept the sheet from the Gaonim, he just ignores it. He doesn't say a word. And every so often, he'll quote it and say, we don't accept it. Sometimes they say vehemently we don't accept it, shigegas hayro. Sometimes they say we don't accept it. So that's a question. We don't know exactly What was the guideline? How did the Rambam determine when to quote the Shita HaCholekes and to say we don't follow? When did he just ignore it and not quote it at all? I don't know. He had a good Shaila on the Mishnah. When does Rebbe, knowing that his opinion is not accepted, when does he mention it and leave it like that? And when does he not even mention his opinion? I don't know. It's a good question. Historical question.
Some of those Shitas that he quotes were followed and held as not right.
Right. I mean, that's why the Rambam feels it necessary to mention them to say we don't paskin, because there were many who followed those. Right. That could be. Yeah. So the Gemara asked, they find it hard to believe that Rebbe is not going to subscribe to the opening line. So they asked, how does he know that? Rebbe Kishem Shamayim Bot Mos Kach Bot Mos Aminola. How does he know the first line of the Mishnah? Everything Gemara knows from a different pasuk. Nafkalei Meditanya. He knows the following brice, it gives a different marker for that. It says in the Chumash that after drinking the Maimarim Hamorim, this will accomplish Latz Bois Beten, to swell up the belly, the beginning of the sickness, Velant Golierich, and the hip and the thigh will fall apart. That's referring to Bitten V'Yirecha Shalab Boil. That pasuk is telling us that the miracle will occur, even the boil will also get sick and he's also going to die. That's what you said. Maybe it goes on the woman who drinks the Maim Amorim, that her belly will swell up, she'll get sick, and her thigh will fall apart, hips will fall apart, and she'll die. And for the Bryson, no, it says in the other post, Sukim, the Sukim are clearly speaking about the woman, the Saita getting sick. Mani Mekayim Latzba's Beten. It doesn't say Zacharani Kev, it just says the belly will swell up and the thigh, the hips will fall. That must be referring to Bitim Virecha Shalab Boil. So that's how Rebbe knows it. Rebbe knows Kishem Shamayim Bot Kemoiso, Kachamayim Bot Kemoiso, from that phrase in the Pasuk. Latz Bas Betin Velanpol Yorech, and it doesn't say Yirecho and Bitno. Freg the Gemara V'idoch. And according to Rabbi Akiva, who knows this from the Vav, Uva'u, the Vav is Marbe, Rabbi Akiva does Darshan Vav. So the Vav is Marbe, that whatever it says about the Soito applies to the boil as well. So what does he do with that phrase? Lanpil Yerech, Lanpil Yerech, how does it say? Latzbois Beten, Lanpil Yerech, what does he do with that? And for the Gemara, no, he learns from there a different thing. The Moda Lakoin, the Beten Beresha, Vahada Yerech. The kohen has to tell her. We said before, Rabbi Akiva holds, he reads the psukim as if it's written six times. It's only written three times a bow. Each time it has a vav, so it's as if it's written six times. So two times go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzabet to the Teva to make a miracle for him, for her. The next time it describes that the asiyah, it's really going to happen. And the third time it says by both of them, the boil and the nevelas, the isha soita and the boil, that is going to happen the opposite direction from the way the kohen gave the klola. But now the Gemara says, this pasuk says the same thing is going to happen in the opposite direction. First, Latzba's Beton, then Vilanpol Yerech. But this is another thing. The Moidallah, not just that the Chumash is notifying us. The Kohen has to tell the woman that it's going to happen not the way I gave you the curse. When I gave you the Klala that if you're guilty of the Loisinov, you're going to suffer first the Yerech and then the Beton. I said it because Mida Keneged Mida. First you sin with the Yerech, then you sin with the Beten. But he's Madiah the woman, the Madiah, the Moedala Koin. The Koin has to tell the woman, not just the Chumash tells us it's going to happen the opposite direction. The Koin has to tell her, what's the significance of telling the woman, what's the difference? So the Gemara, Shalola Hotzilaz, Amaim Hamorim. If it's going to happen in the opposite direction, so the woman, the whole thing is so miraculous. But the woman thinks she's going to get away with it. So then when she's in the middle of dying, miraculous death, there's no reason why she should die, she's going to say, it has nothing to do with the Maim Amorim V'Haraya, that the Kohen cursed me, that it's first going to be the Yerech, then the Bet. And you see, it's happening the reverse. I have cancer. I have a growth in my stomach. I have some. She'll give a teretz. So that's what the Kohen has to notify the woman, even though I cursed you, the Yerech first and the Beten, but it's not going to happen like that, in order that she shouldn't be Moitzilaz on the Maim Hamorim. The Moedallah Koin, the Beten Mereshah, she shouldn't be Moitzilaz on the Maim Hamorim.
Why do you say it right at the beginning? I
don't know. The Mishnah said on Chesam Ebeis that when he curses her, he should curse her Mida Keneged Mida. that since when she sinned, first, when they were preparing for the znus, for the tashmish, first she got hanor from the thigh, and only afterwards from the beten, so he curses her in the order that she did the aveir. But then he has to tell her that that's not the direction it's going to happen. So now the Gemara asks, but Rebbe needed that pasuk latzbais betem lanpel yerech. Rebbe needed it to tell me that the miracle is going to happen to the boil also. So how does Rebbe know this idea that the kohen has to tell a woman? Not sufficient that Torah is telling us what order. No, how do you know the kohen has to be modiyah, the woman? The correct order, the idach. How does Rebbe know that? Everything might learn out both from the same pasuk. In Cain, let's see. What do you mean, the idach? What's that? I already got lost here. The idach is which tana? What do you call that? That lichta krua bitno v'yerecha, my beten v'yerech, shma mino leboyel.
Or Rebbe. The master. Idach is not Rebbe. How does Rebbe know that?
No, what, how does he
doctrine
that phrase?
Rebbe also needs this pasuk to tell us that the kohen has to mimad the other woman. So how does Rebbe know? How does Rebbe know what he claims he learned from this pasuk, that even the boil is going to get sick? So the Gemara, because if it's only telling us the kohen has to tell a woman, should say losh in the keva. Why does it say bet and a yerech without losh in the keva? Shmamino the boil. Tells us the boil will. Right. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't tell the boil. Correct. The boil is hiding. He's in a different country. He ran away already. Yeah. But the pasuk tells us the miracle will occur, even though the boil is not there. He's not drinking the ma'amar. The miracle will occur to him as well. So the Rebbe understands two things from the pasuk. Number one, that the miracle will occur, the boil will also die, this fantastic, unusual death. And secondly, the correct direction, that the kohen has to be modiya, the woman. Which direction is going to happen?
Wait, before you get
into
that, but that's not the way it reads here. He's saying that, how could he learn it? He says, Kohen, the Beten, he said, it's Loshen Zohar. So he said, how could that tell you that it means inform the woman? He said, if it came to inform the woman, it would have said, Bitna Virecha.
I mean, if it's only for the purpose of telling me that he notifies the woman which direction is going to happen, so it should say bitla and bitna and yerecha.
Right.
So the fact that he writes beten and yerech teaches me both. Both that the boil will die, just as beten and yerech, doesn't say whose. So it sounds like, in addition to hers that we kept on talking about, the boil's beten and yerech is also going to get sick. So you learn that both from the same person. And if you want to say it only tells you that the boil is also going to get sick, so then it should say bitno and yerecho. It just says beten and yerech, so you understand. So you learn the Gemara says shma min atarti. Rebbe learns that two things from the same pasuk. Number one, the kohen has to be medea, the woman. Shelo totzi laz ala my mamorim is going to happen in the opposite direction, not the way I gave you the klala. And number two, the same miracle is going to happen to the boil wherever he is, even though he's not here and he's not drinking in my mamorim. The same thing is going to happen to him.
But what is it? Where is you telling the man? Where does that come from now? What is it coming? What do you have now to tell that he going has to tell the woman?
From the same pasuk. If the pasuk is only telling me that the miracle of getting sick and dying will also occur to the boil, then it should say the way it should say v'nafal bitnov the tzofsa bitnov v'naflo yirecho. If the pasuk is only needed to tell me the same miracle is going to happen to the boil. And if it's only telling me that the kohen should be madir, the woman, not telling me anything about the boil, then it should say bitno and yerecha. The fact that it doesn't say bitno and it doesn't say bitno, so shma min atarti, it's telling me both. Tell me both. Number one, that the miracle will occur to the boil as well. Number two, the kohen has to be madir, the woman. Not only the Torah is madir us, which is the correct direction, which is the correct order that the miracle is going to happen. The kohen has to tell a woman, shalol ha'tzilaz amayim hamarim.
Okay.
That's how the Gemara explains. Okay. Then the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah, Tanur Rabbanan, the next Braisa. Sholosh Pamim Hamburim Beparsha. It says, Vinitmo, Vinitmo, Vinitmo. This we know from the beginning of the Masechta, the first daf. The Gemara quoted it. Rashi kept in mind. It says three times v'nitma v'nitma. Why does it say three times? Lama? Why is it repeated? It's not in one pasuk. It says the husband is choshed his wife and he thinks v'nitma. And the truth of the matter is that it did happen. The truth that it didn't happen. So each time the verb v'nitma is mentioned, it's mentioned three times. Why is three times? So that's the famous answer. Echel lebal, echel lebal, echel lechuma. Dere Rebbe Akiva. The three times v'nitma teach me three different things. That an eshes ish is inso is asura labal. That's v'nitma. V'nitma, she's asura. Why does he use the lashon v'nitma? What's a funny lashon v'nitma? So he must have mentioned. He probably mentioned on the fei davav. The Abnei Nezer has always has charifas. Abnei Nezer is always asach cherev. Always has charif. Poilus learning is always with charifas. So he quotes. We certainly mentioned. He quotes from the Kuzari. That the Kuzari is the historical novel, the way the Melech HaKuzarim wanted to research, he had a recurrent dream that Kavanoscha Ritzui Ava Masech Ha'enim Ritzuyim. He has religious inclinations, but he's worshipping the wrong religion. So he should investigate, he should worship a different, the correct, the true religion. So he didn't know what to do with the dream, so he invited a representative from the Christian religion, representative from Islam. He didn't bother inviting anybody representing the Jewish religion because the Jews were so downtrodden. He assumed for sure it cannot be the Jewish religion is a true religion. Then at the last minute he decided maybe he'll invite a rabbi also. So he has the three. So the Christian scholar starts giving a whole presentation. Turns out that the whole Christian religion is based on Judaism. In Islam, everything is based on Judaism. He says, let me hear already what Judaism is all about. So the rabbi starts giving a whole presentation about Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe Rabbeinu, Maimon, Hasin, Yetzias, Mitzrayim. And he loves the whole thing. So he decided to convert. So he writes a whole historical novel. The story supposedly is a chunk of history. And so he converted. Huh? Yeah. So then the rest is a novel, the way he... that the Melech HaKuzarim is engaging the rabbi and is asking him, why do you do this, and what is this, and what does the religion say about this, what is the dinim of this? So he gives him a whole presentation about Judaism. So one of the questions the Melech HaKuzarim asks, I read your Bible, and it says in the Bible that a person who has this kind of a tumah has to go to the mikveh, zav and a mitzorah and this and that. You know people, you don't go to mikveh. How come you don't go to mikveh? So the chover, the rabbi answers, Tumah is a tarted asasri with kedusha. If a person is tum, he can't eat truma, he cannot eat korbanos, he cannot enter the Beis Hamikdash, cannot be makriv korbanos. We live so far away from the Beis Hamikdash, no Beis Hamikdash, no korbanos, no truma, so we don't have any of that. So the whole issues of tumah v'tara are irrelevant. Then Frektus, how come you insist your wives have to go to mikveh? If you tell me tumah v'tara is irrelevant, so the rabbi answers that nida lebaila has nothing to do with tumah v'tara. It's a different din. Sure. So the Avnei Nezer quotes that line from the Kuzari that the concept of Tumah means that it's a tater asasri with Kedusha. So he explains that's why it says Vinitma. Vinitma means when a couple gets married, we call it Kedushin. So the Gemara calls it Alishna Derabbanan. The Gemara beginning Kedushin says. In Biblical Hebrew, there is no such thing as Hariat Mekudeshes. Biblical Hebrew, you say Hariat Ishti, Hariat Arisasa, Hariat Nisuasi. Areat tzalosi tzela, veikachat tzela. Areat negdosi. How does it say? Ezek enegdo. Areat ezrosi. But you don't say mukudeshes. What kind of lashon? That's a lishna derabon. And what does it mean? Just like hegdish is asur akuliyalma, so the eshesish is asur akuliyam. So the Avnei Nezer says, yeah, that's a lishna derabon. But the concept that it's implying is a concept there. I said that when a couple gets married, you had in the first pair. When a couple gets married, ish v'ish shchinah shvui benem. Ish has a yud and Isha has a hey, and yud and the hey is Shem Hashem. And if there's shalom bayis, it's good. And if there's no shalom bayis, the yud and the hey, the shechina goes away, and it's eish, and there's going to be machlekes, and it's going to consume, the marriage is going to get destroyed. So he says, every marriage, when a couple gets married, even though there's a lot of gashmias involved in marriage, but when a Jewish couple gets married, we call it kedushin. Kedusha, it's an aspect of hashuas hashchina. An aspect of kedusha is there. When the woman is mezana, she becomes asur al baila. We use the term v'nitma because tumah is poigem in kedusha, so that ruins the marriage partially. The woman is no longer materis labaila. Unlike, let's say, a kohen marries a grusha, Yisrael marries a mamzeres, the issues is full, complete issues. But he married a mamzeres, so the kohen married a grusha. They have to get divorced. Here, when the couple is married and the woman is a saita, she's mezana tachas baila. The issues is peguma. The issues is incomplete. At kedekach, the sifrei harahavamina, that if the woman is mezana a second time with someone else, so the ishus is so incomplete, maybe the boil sheni is not chayiv misa. Maybe only boil rishon, there was a full ishus, but once the woman was mezana with the boil rishon, and the ishus is peguma, the vinitma means it affects the kedusha, it's an incomplete kedusha. So the havamina was, maybe if she'll be mezana with someone else, the second time there won't be a chayiv misa. It's only a chatzis shira of ishus. So that's why the Tanoim needed a drasha. Meisu gam shneim, gam l'rabbis haboy me'achreim. The boil sheni is also chayiv misa. That's what the Bar Tanura writes in his commentary on Pirush Rashi. The Bar Tanura has a commentary on Rashi that's called Amar Noka, Semer Noki. Amar Noka is a loshin in where is it? In where's the end of Ksuvim? I forget it right. But Ezra Nechemi, what else is there? Daniel. It's in Daniel. Yeah, he has a vision of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Rabbanu Shel Olam is an old man with long white hair. Sire Kamar Noker. The Rabbanu Shel Olam's hair is white, like Tzemer Noki, like clean wool. So that's the lotion. He's cleaning out the Rashi. Bar Tanura calls his commentary on Pirush Rashi al Torah Amar Noker. He's cleaning out all the difficulties, explaining all the difficulties. So when Rashi quotes this from the Tanoim, Umeisu Gam Shneim Gam L'Rabbis Aboy Me'achareim. So the Bar Tanura explains what it means. Boel Sheni is also Chai Misa. You shouldn't think that the issues is incomplete. So that's what Davnei Nezer said. That's why the Chumash uses the Loshem V'nitmo, that the issues is Nifkemo. The issues is incomplete.
Maybe you could say that since it's Loshem Kedushin, so the Tumah of Nida is also a contrast to the Kedushin. The Kedushin.
The Tumah of Nida?
That is why she has to go to the Mikveh. Because there's Kedushin. There still is Kedushin. It has nothing to do with the basic Kedushin. The Kedushin of Ahari Apu Kedeshes. It's like you said, the Tumah is a contrast to the Kedushin of Kavanas in the basic Mikdash.
Yeah, no, but the laws of Nida apply equally to married and to single. To single people is also exact same din. Exact same halacha, yeah. So the Tana, Rabbi Akiva says, it says three times v'nitmo, means that the ishus is peguma echad lebal, the ishus is incomplete, so she's not allowed to live with her husband. Then if the husband divorces her, she's not allowed to marry the boil, echad leboil. And the third time tells me, echad letruma. What does it mean? If the woman is married to a kohen, and until now she was permitted to eat truma, now that she's a soito, she's not allowed to eat truma. That's learned out from the third time that it says v'nitmo, the ishus is peguma, Eishes kainos achelas betruma, because she's the ishus is incomplete, not allowed to eat the truma. They read back even. Oh, the Gemara is going to ask, why do you need a pasuk? The Gemara is going to discuss that. Why do you need a pasuk? Wouldn't I know on my own? The Gemara is going to discuss next month. How would you have known on your own? We're going to have to take a look. Okay. So that's what Rabbi Akiva says. You need three psukim v'nitma v'nitma. One tells me disa lebal soita asur lebailo. One tells me disa leboil. And the third tells me that if a woman is a soita, woman is mezana tachas bailo, she's not allowed to eat truma. Dear Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, so Rabbi Shmuel comes in a hacked up Rabbi Akiva, he has a kasha. The Gemara doesn't understand what the kasha is. Frekta kasha, what do you need? A third pasuk. Isn't it a kalvachomer? Wouldn't I know it on my own? What's a kalvachomer? Ma grusha shemeteris litruma asura lekayin. Let's say a girl's a man is a kayin, he has a daughter. So the daughter eats truma. A bas kayin, a son, the daughter, they eat truma. Let's say the girl marries a Yisrael. As long as she's married to the non-Kohen, a Levi, so she's not allowed to eat truma. Ishtika gufa, the husband is Nishkin Kohen, so the daughter's not allowed to eat truma. What about the husband dies or the husband gives her a get? She's not married to the Tzar, so unless she has children. Let's say she has no children from the non-Kohen, so she goes back and she eats the truma. So, but let's say the husband divorced her. She was married to a lady, married to Israel. Husband divorced her. So she's a grusha. She's asura lekayin. But just because she's a grusha doesn't make it that she's asura lechel betruma. Grusha is asura lekayin, but she's allowed to eat truma. She becomes back again a bas kayin who's not married to a non kayin. So she's allowed to eat. So Rabbi Shmuel Tainis isn't a kavachayma. Ma grusha shemeteres letruma. A grusha is permitted to eat truma if she's a bas kayin. Nonetheless, asura lekuna zu. If the woman is a soita, eisha sisha zinsa, and she's asura betruma, ain't a din shasura lekuna. So why in the world do I need a pasuk to say that she's asura to marry a kohen?
It doesn't say soita b'nikach. The pasuk says. maybe she could be also truma, but she could still be mutter to marry a kohen. Because a kohen can't take a grusha, he can't take a zona, and he can't take a shuk, and he can't take a halala. But this is a status that's not clarified.
Well, but she gets to get a guy.
But if you have a pasuk that says v'nitma the third time, he's not allowed to eat truma.
She doesn't truma.
So if she is not a kavu chaimer.
But she won't be able to eat the truma being married to the kohen.
So that's Rabbi Shmuel Tainus. Don't you see from grusha that a grusha is not allowed to marry a kohen, but she is allowed to eat truma. So you see that the prohibition against marrying kohanim is much more inclusive than those who are not allowed to eat truma. So once you've established that the soita is not allowed to eat truma, it's a kavachayma that she's not allowed to marry a kohen. So he's asking a kasha on Rabbi Akiva. What exactly did Rabbi Akiva say? The Rabbi Shmuel is attacking him. Rabbi Akiva is innocent. Akiva said there are three psukim v'nitma three times. Echel abal v'echel boil v'echel l'truma. He didn't say a word about l'kohen. He said the third pasuk is l'truma. So maybe it is a good kavachayma. What does he attack Rabbi Akiva? In fact, akasha. Once you know that the soita is asura betruma, shouldn't it be al kavuchaimish is asura lakuna? So why do you need a fourth pasuk? He didn't say there's a fourth pasuk. He only said the three psukim. That's going to be the Gemara is going to ask what exactly irritated Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva didn't say anything about kuhuna. He just said the third pasuk is l'truma. So that's. Rabbi Shmuel said, that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. He's disagreeing with something that Rabbi Akiva said. We're not sure exactly what Rabbi Akiva said that got him so irritated.
He's drawing an implication from what Rabbi Akiva said. He's not attacking. He's drawing an implication. The implication is the same thing. That a sota be also the married kohen, based upon the fact. Now that notion is also truma, so a sota can't marry kohen. So yeah. That's the implication.
But the Gemara reads it that he's attacking Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara is going to explain. Rabbi Akiva really held there four psukim. Okay. It's not the way it's presented in the Braisa. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel attacks. Now the next line, Matam Alayim, Rashi says, this is not Rabbi Shmuel speaking. Rashi says, the next line, Matam Alayim, Rashi writes on the side, V'la Rabbi Shmuel Chudei Komolo, the Braisa is continuing to comment on the Parsha. This has nothing to do with Rabbi Shmuel's Kasha against Rabbi Kiva. So let's see the next line. Matam Alayim, like a new Braisa starts. Matam Alayim, V'hi Nitmo, V'hi Loi Nitmo. It says in the pasuk, the husband is choshed his wife that she was mezaneh. We don't know, is it true, is it not true? V'hi nitmo, v'hi loy nitmo, we don't know. So he has to bring her to the Beis HaMikdash and drink the mayim hamarim, and it'll be nizbara whether she was nitmo. So the Braisa is asking, it's not Rabbi Shmuel, the Braisa is asking, im nitmo, if we assume that the woman was mezaneh, so what does it help? She's going to drink the mayim hamarim. If the woman is zinsa, She's a sur al bailo. Doesn't help if he drink the mayim hamarim. Im loy nitma'o, if the truth of the matter is that she's tahira, so lama mashke. So what do we bother him? What does he have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash for? Do we assume that she's innocent or do we assume that she's guilty?
Yeah, but that's the doubt. She's denying it. He said yes.
Oh.
That's the purpose of taking the drink.
Oh, so that's what the Braisa seems to answer. But it doesn't actually say that. Magid lacha, the answer is that it's a suffix, and the suffix is asura. Magid lacha kosum sha suffix asura. Okay, it's a suffix. Good, like you said. But then, the Braisa assumes, the soita is asura la baila b'taras vadai, not just b'taras suffix. And from this, mikan atadon, from this pasuk yedan, akal v'chaymer, to sheretz. The Chumash singles out eight rodents, the Shmoyne Shrotz Ma'amura Ma'atayra, that if, while they're alive, they're not metame, but when they're dead, they're metame. An achbar, a mouse, a dead mouse is metame. It's metame b'maga. Metame b'maga. If you have a nivlas behema, let's say there's meat in the A&P, that's nevela meat, it was not gushochna, so they sell it, it's all wrapped up in a package. So if you touch it, you're touching the wrapping, there's no maga. But if you pick it up, it's metame b'maser. The dead mouse, if you pick up the trap and you go like this and you throw it out in the garbage, so if you, as long as you didn't touch the mouse itself, you only did maser, so the dead sheretz is not metame b'maser. The nevela in the A&P is metame b'maser. Then you have mace odom. The Jewish mace says in the Chumash, not only metame b'maga u b'maser, it's metame even boil. Even if I don't touch it, I'm nowhere near it if it's boil. And that's the machlokes hatanoim. Reb Shimon bar Yochai Nachacham, what about mace yakum? A mace yakum also metame, all three, b'maga b'masa b'oil, or it's only metame b'maga b'masa and not boil. Even if it's only metami b'magav and masa, it's not like a dead nevela. Dead nevela is only metami go to mikveh the same day. If you come in contact with meisei nochrim b'magav b'masa, you have to have hazor shlishi shvi paraduma water. You're going to be metami for 7 days. Then you go to mikveh. It's not like a nivlas behem.
Can it be an in between by yom? Why do you have to say if it's not like a tumah mace, it could be something in between a lishi shvi matam or something?
Again, what a mace akum?
Yes.
Mace akum is a machlokes hatanaim whether it's matami ba ohel, but b'magam emasa the Gemara says that it, for yes. Sure it's matami and it's matami the whole works the 7 days and you need tazor shlishi shvi paraduma water, the whole works. The only machlokes is what about ohel? So there is an obscure opinion. The Mishnah Melech discovered the Mishnah Melech quotes from the Sefer Yireim has a shita that if you hold like the Tana Meisei Akama not Metami Ba'oil, so it's not the same as a real Meisei Yisrael. So Kohanim are permitted to come in contact with the Meis. The opening pasuk in Parsha Samor that says Kohanim are not allowed to be Metame, the Meisim is only a human being Meis, let's say a dead mouse. A Kohen, let's say in high school they dissect the dead mice. A Kohen is permitted to be mitame to a dead mice. He's permitted to be mitame to a nevela also. Only to a nivla sodom. A mei sodom is not allowed to. So the Iraim is of the opinion that mei se akum, if you should assume they're not mitame ba'oil, so it's not the highest level of tumas, so the Kohanim are permitted to come in contact with the mei se akum, and that's not the accepted opinion. We assume in Shulchan Aruch, not like that Sefer Yireim. We assume Kohanim are not permitted to come in contact with Meisei Akum, at least with Magam and Masa, and then with Machmi, even Be'oil, to be Choshish for the other Sheet of the other Tanoim, the other Rishonim Paskin.
So now to go into a museum with mummies, Kohanim would not be permitted then.
Right, that would be a problem, right? We wouldn't allow. Even though the mummies are our Goyish bodies, mm-hmm. But still. We are machmed that it's metami boil. Sometimes they have the mummies completely enclosed in a glass casing that goes all the way up to the ceiling. So that is considered a different room. So here the Aron Kodesh goes up. No, it doesn't go to the ceiling.
No.
It doesn't touch the ceiling. It's a little lower. See, when you have, let's say you have this shtender over here. This is gigantic. Let's say you have a mace, a kazais ben a mace in the shtender. So you don't say, it's only tumas mace in the shtender and the rest of the room is tar. The shtender is swallowed up in the middle of the room. If you have a mace in a different room and the doors are closed, so the tumah is only in that room and the tumah is not in this room. But if you have a room inside a room, you have a little box inside a larger box. So sometimes when they have in the museums, they'll show you if you smoke, your lungs will look like this. So they'll take real lungs from a real person who died and they'll put it in a glass container and it'll be airtight. And that this glass box will be in the middle of a room and it's swallowed up at the rest of the room. So that's not called an ohel to be choitzitz b'fnei atumah. The small oil is swallowed up by the larger oil. But if you have the mummy in a room that the walls go up till the ceiling, so that's like a room next to a room. So then the tumah does not go from one room to the next room.
Even if in the box you have a kappa, the mummy of the mummy also
if you have a gag tefach, then it's a separate oil. Then
even
it's a
if even it's not going up to the ceiling.
That's
kliyetz
osel
nachas. Yeah.
Then there's a kliyetz osel
nachas. Kliyetz osel nachas is what is not mekabel tuma. It could be choitzah b'fnei tuma is a different thing the Gemara has. If there's a mace in one room and there are no doors to close and the kohanim didn't come to daven, so the Gemara says in Megillah, move the Aron Kodesh and block the whole door. So if it would be a dovah hamakabel tuma, it's not choitz, it's bifnei tuma. So the tumas mace would go into the Aron Kodesh, it's a box, it would be makabel tuma, then it would transmit the tuma to the next room. So the Gemara says, since the Aron Kodesh is so heavy, usually shteit afanot, it stands still, it's kliyetz, ha'osi l'naches, it sits, and you don't, it's not like a wooden box that you move around, not like a wooden table that you move around all the time. Usually it's a heavy piece and it sits there all the time, either because it's gigantic, machzik memsor, because it's very heavy. So then the Gemara says it's not mekabel tuma, so it can be choitzitz b'fnei atuma, the tuma, the mace is over there, and the Aron Kodesh blocks the door. But if the mace would be inside the Aron Kodesh, and the Aron Kodesh is inside the room, and there's empty space on top of the Aron Kodesh, it doesn't go up all the way to the ceiling. So that's a Mishnah in the first Perek in Aholis, that an ohel inside a larger ohel is swallowed up by the larger oil. You have such a din in Shulchan Aruch also by The din is when we learned Erevin, we learned that din. In order to have a chazan, do chazaras hashatz, or to recite Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, you have to have a minyan. A minyan has to be in one room. If you have five people in one room, five people in the other room, it's no good. So then, then the Gemara says in Erevin, let's say you have 100 people in the room, and the chazan is the next room. So teiknish, and he's the only one. You don't have 10 people in the other room. Gemara says the chazan has to be part of the minyan. If you have 10 people in this room, and the chazan can say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, everybody can answer. That's not a problem. But the chazan has to be in the room with another 9 people. So the Shulchan Aruch raises the question, if you ever visited Tzfat, so they have the Beis HaKnesses of the Arizal, and the others, they're old, but the Knesses from the 1500s. So they have a bima in the middle where the chazan stands. Very tall bima, you have to climb up a lot of stairs, then it has walls around it. Mechitz is 10 tefachim tall. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rishonim, raise an issue, the chazan stands alone. It doesn't help you have 100 people in the shul. There isn't even room for 100 people. You have 30 people. It's supposed to be Mimamakim, it's not. So the chazan stands in a separate room. So what good is that? So the Shulchan Aruch says it's okay. So that's a machlekes. And the Mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch, why is it okay? So some say because when they built the shul lachatchila, it was understood that the chazan's balcony is part of the shul. It wasn't intended to be chaylik rishus bifnei atzma. And others say, no, that's not the reason why. The reason why is because the walls don't go all the way up to the ceiling. If the walls go up to the ceiling, teignish, then the chazan is not part of the minyan.
It's not a solid wall, is it?
No, it's a crisscross. Yeah, crisscross.
Constitute a room if they're even solid.
No, but it's mechitza, 10 tefachim tall, around and around. That's the shaila that the Shulchan Aruch poses in the Hilchos Kaddish.
When you carry Sefer Torah, once he comes up on the bima, I can sit down and I'm no longer in the same rishus.
That's a shaila. If someone's carrying a Sefer Torah in a different room and I'm in this room and I say I don't have to stand up, different room. When the Sefer Torah is in the Yaron Kodesh and the Yaron Kodesh is open, strictly speaking, you don't have to stand up. The Yaron Kodesh is 10 tefachim tall, 4 tefachim wide. When he takes it out, it's in the same Rishus and he's walking with it. When he's standing still, also you're not mechuyav to stand because the Sefer Torah is at rest. When the chazan walks with the Sefer Torah, then it's considered the Sefer Torah is moving. So then you're supposed to stand.
When he walks up to the bima, it's considered a different rishus too, no?
That's the question. So in Shulchan Aruch it says the chazan stands on the bima, 9 people down in the shul, it's considered the same rishus. So the shaila is why. So one explanation is given because when they built the shul, that was the understanding, that was the intention. The chazan should stand there, and the high bima, the elevated platform, is part of the shul. That's the answer. And the other answer is given, no. Because the walls of the shul go around and around, and the bima is swallowed up by the walls of the shul. It's like a rishus hayochid inside a larger rishus hayochid. So the larger rishus hayochid swallows everything up. So that's such a din by tumas meis also. If you have an oil in the first parak in a holos, you have it like that. You have a shtender like this with a kazayis min hameis in it, and it's in the middle of a room. So you don't see it's chaytzitz bifnei atuma. The larger room swallows everything up, so it's in the same room with everything else. If it would be against the wall, if it wouldn't be in the middle of the room, let's say you take the shtender, move it up against the wall, so then it's not swallowed up by the larger room. The larger room goes like this, and like this, and then it goes like this. The place where the shtender is not part of the... If the larger room is a rectangular shape and the shtender is in the middle... So the shtender rishus is swallowed up by the larger rishus. But if it's moved up against the wall, then the larger rishus doesn't swallow up the smaller rishus. The larger rishus is a chunk of it is cut out.
Even if it doesn't go up to the ceiling. So that was the same with the Yom Kodesh, it doesn't go up to the ceiling. It's against the wall.
Against the wall, there's what to negotiate. Okay. So maybe the larger rishus goes like this. Yeah, okay. That's a shaila. See, there's a Tosis in Yuma in the first parak. The Tosis quotes a passage from the Yerushalmi. that a chuppah makes nisuin. When the chassan gives a ring to the kala, that's erisin, that's kiddushin. And what makes the nisuin? What completes the issues? So you stand under the chuppah. So the Yerushalmi that has a quote says, chuppah is only kind of nisuin by a girl who's getting married younger, the first time. If she was already married before, then the chuppah is not koina. So no one understands why. Why should the Yerushalmi make a distinction? So some of the Achrayim explained that the reason is the following. The meaning always was when a young girl gets married, she used to get married outside. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Bayotze osa hachutza, go out of your house. And he told them, Soy necharei, take a look at the stars. And tucha lispa ko yezarecha. So a young girl gets married and she wants to invoke the blessing that was given to Avraham Avinu to have a lot of children, to have a big family. So the meaning is you walk outside and you get married tachas kippas harikia. So when you shtel a chuppah outside, then the chuppah is koina. But if a woman is remarrying at the age of 65 and she's not prepared to have any more children, so you don't have a marry outside, so you shtel a chuppah inside, so chuppah inside is not koina. That's how some achrayim interpret. So the others ask, they're assuming that this meaning that the Ramah quotes, that a young girl who gets married, tachas kippas harikia, and an older woman who gets remarried at the age of 65, not going to have children, gets married inside, they're assuming that this meaning existed in the days of the Yerushalmi, and that's what the Yerushalmi is distinguishing. So they quote from Rav Chaim Volozhin, he said, what's the difference whether the chuppah is inside, outside? Why is it only kain if it's outside? What's wrong if it's inside? So the Pashta says that's the reason why. If the chuppah is in the middle of the room, then it's swallowed up by the big room, like the elevated platform where the chazan stands, swallowed up by the rest of the Beis HaKnesses. So it's not chalik v'shus b'fnei atzmai. The whole idea of a chuppah, these achrenim behold, the whole idea of a chuppah is that he was machnes the kalat into his v'shus. So the chuppah is a separate v'shus. The chuppah is supposed to be made in such a way of a tzuras ha-pesach. Four tzuras ha-pesachs, like an erev. And it's chalik v'shus b'fnei atzmai. But if it's in the middle of a larger room, then it's swallowed up. If you have it outside, then it's chalik v'shus b'fnei atzmai. You can't say it's swallowed up by the other. There are no mechitzas around and around.
The meaning of the Sfarad is not so. That the chuppah is not necessarily the full chuppah. No, I mean, that he has to really take a home into his house being really kind of.
Chacham Ovadia paskins like that. Right. They assume that they don't do yichud either after the chuppah. And they do the yichud. They go home afterwards and they hold that that's the nisun. So that's a problem according to the practice of the Sfaradim. What are you saying, Birchas Nisuin, under the chuppah? You're not going to go home until 5-6 hours later, after the whole dinner is all over. So it's over the over. By us, you say the bracha, you stand under the canopy. So many poskim hold standing under the canopy is Nisuin. Others hold going into the yichud room. Okay. So you stand under the chuppah and you're supposed to rush the chasen kala to the yichud room. But if you follow Chacham Avadya, the Svardish practice, that they don't have yichud right away. They go home after the benching, after the dinner is all over. So that's hours later. So that's what they ask. Let it be over the over. So Chacham Avadya his fudges over there. He doesn't give a good answer to that question. But that's their practice. They recite the brachas under the chuppah. They hold that the nisuin is only hours later when they go home. Nachamo. Nachamo. So the Braisa raises the question. The pasuk says v'hi nitma v'hi lo nitma, means we're not sure whether she was nitma or not. And now the mikanat adon l'sheretz. The chumash refers to the eshes ishezinsa as v'nitma. It's a very strange usage of the word. It's not what we call tuma. Tuma usually means some adam ekelim ochemashkim. Something became tamei, and if it's adam ekelim, we only be tovelem in the mikveh. Here v'nitma, there's no mikveh. Doesn't have to do with Tumah V'Tahara. It's a strange usage of the word. So the Gemara assumes the reason why the Chumash, the reason why the Baruch Shalom dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, write the term V'nitmo, is to refer you to the din of Sofik Tumah. Even though Eishes Ish is Insa, we explained why it says Tumah. The Avdenezer quoted his ingenious Tzustel from the Kuzari, that the Tumah makes a tie to the Sasri, it's Poigim in the Kedusha of the marriage. Fine. But still it's a strange usage. How do you call it v'nitmo? So that's what he says, to allude to the din of Tumah. Mikan atadan l'sheretz. And from the din of Tzofik Soita, we learn out the din of Tzofik Tumah b'shusayach. So again, sheretz is one of the Shmaina Shratz Mahamura Matar. There are eight rodents that are singled out by the Chumash. One of them is the dead mouse. That is Mentami Bemaga. Not Mentami Bemasa, not Mentami Boil, only Mentami Bemaga. So if a Sheretz touches Adam Mikhail Mochel, Sheretz is an Avhatuma. Whatever it's going to touch is going to become a Rishon Tumah, going to be Mekabel Tumah. What if it's a Suffolk if it touched the thing? You don't know for sure. So the din is, it depends where the Tumah, where the Suffolk Tumah occurred. If the Suffolk Tumah occurred B'shus HaYochid, then we paskin that it's Tomei Vada. If the Suffolk Tumah occurred B'shus HaRabin, then we paskin that it's Tahar.
Would I say Sveka D'Raisa
L'Chumra? Why should, yeah. So the Gemara says no. You don't apply the rule of Sveka D'Raisa L'Chumra to Suffolk Tumah. In either direction. If it's a Suffolk Tumah B'shus HaYochid, it's Tomei Vadai, not a Suffolk Tumah. Not just Sveka D'Raisa B'Tahar Suffolk, it's a Tomei Vadai. And if it's a Suffolk Tumah B'shus HaRab, it's Tahar Vadai.
Without the Pasuk Mitmar, I'd say she's also Labal, because Suffolk Tumah is Sveka D'Raisa, so she'd be also Labal anyway. Without the Pasuk
Mitmar. I would have said if she's a Suffolk Zinsa, she should be Asura Misafek. So somehow the Braisa sees in the Pasuk, we don't know how yet, somehow the Braisa sees in the Pasuk that the Saita Suffolk is Asura B'Tahar Vadai. Where does it say B'Tahar Vadai? Maybe she's Asura B'Tahar Suffolk. It says V'nitmo V'lo Nitmo. What does it mean? We're not sure. Maglach HaKosav, it's a Suffolk. It's a Suffolk, so she's Asura Misafek. He says, no, the Saita is Asura B'Tahar Vadai. We don't know yet where. Where does it say Saita is Asura B'Tahar Vadai? Mikanat Adon L'Sheretz, the fact that the Chumash chose to use the verb V'nitmo, that really doesn't fit in. All right, we explained why. But it really doesn't fit in. That's to allude to another din. That in any other case of a Sheretz, a Tumah being transmitted to a person, Ma Saita Shalasa B'Shegi Kemezit. If the woman was mazana b'shoigig, she doesn't become asura al bailo. And oynes kiratzin, if they raped her, if they attacked her, also she does not become asura al bailo. Nonetheless, the Torah tells us, we don't know where does it say, also b'safik kevad, that the Torah says, asaita safik is asura b'taras vadai. Where does it say b'taras vadai? We don't know yet, we'll have to figure it out. So sheretz, if a dead sheretz touches food, a person touches a dead sheretz accidentally b'shoigig b'oynes, it does make a difference. You touch a dead sheretz, you become tamei. It's not metamei b'masa, it's not metamei b'ohel, then it's metamei b'maga, it doesn't matter. Sheretz is a kavah, is chomer, she'osu b'shoigig kemezit oynes kiratzayin, even if he touches it b'oynes, or b'shoigig, or b'maka mitzvah, he has to do a research, whatever. So it's going to be metamei him anyway. So eino din, shouldn't it be a kavah chomer? The word din means a kavah chomer. Eino inshim min adin. Can't give an oynes misa based on a kavah chomer. Ain't a din, isn't a kavachamah, sheyasabai, safik kevadai. That safik tumah, b'shus hayochid, is tamei vadai. You learn that from Saita. Where in the world does it say by Saita that safik is kevadai? Nobody knows. Where does it say safik kevadai? Apella. Maybe the Torah says the Saita is asur labaila, till she drinks the mai mamar, because safik deraisa l'chumra. Where do you, maybe it's B'Tahar Suffolk. Be'er Zoch that it's B'Tahar Vadai. The Brice is assuming that it's B'Tahar Vadai. So one famous explanation, the Chavis Das on Yeridaya, writes the following. Acharifus. You say the din is Suffolk D'Araisa L'Chumra. Let's say a person shakes a lulav, and then he finds out it could be that the Esrig was a Murkov. Could be the Hadassim were not Mishul Hashem. Could be that it's a stolen lulav. There's a Shaila whether he was Yaitzik. So we say Safik Deraisa L'Chumra. You better shake a lulav a second time to make sure that you were yotze. So that's Safik Deraisa L'Chumra on a mitzvah sese. Then you have Safik Deraisa L'Chumra on a mitzvah slay sese. I buy meat in a butcher, and then I find out he's not so reliable. Sometimes he sells non-kosher meat. I can't take his word for it. So I have some steaks at home. I have some chickens at home. I'm not sure if they're kosher or they're not kosher. So that's a Safik Deraisa L'Chumra. If it's treif, it's treif. So Safik Deraisa L'Chumra Anan Aveira. So these two dinim, Safik Deraisa L'Chumra Anan Mitzvah Sesei, Safik Deraisa L'Chumra Anan Aveira, is that itself a din deraisa, or is that only a din midirabon? So that's the first page in the Shev Shmaitze. He starts off with this. The Rambam and the Ravid agrees. Strange. The Rambam and the Ravid both say the same thing. Safik Deraisa L'Chumra is only midirabon. And the Rashbo and Rashi and most of the Rishonim disagree. Safik Deraisa L'Chumra is Mederaisa. So the Rambam is against many Gemaras. What do you mean, Safik deraisa luchum is only by the Rabbanim? But Ferishi Gemaras, so the Shev Shmaitze and the Chavis Das and the Torah Beis HaSafik, Simikuf Yud and Yaridei, they both say the same thing. The Rambam holds Safik deraisa luchumre me deraisa by a mitzvah, but by an Avera, Safik deraisa luchumre is only by the Rabbanim. The opposite from the way we would usually, the opposite from the way we're trained. We usually think an Avera is more chomer than a mitzvah. Safek deraisa luchomer by an Avera. By a mitzvah, maybe there's room to be made. So they point out the Rambam holds not so. And the logic is the following. The logic is, when the Torah says you're not allowed to eat chazer, the Torah is only talking about vadai chazer. The Torah says you have to shake a lulav and an esrog. The Torah is talking about a vadai lulav and a vadai esrog. So if I shook a safek esrog, I shook an esrog and a lulav, later on I discover that there's a suffix, whether it's a kosher esrog, I didn't do the mitzvah. The Torah says lulav and esrog has to be a vadai lulav. So if you have a suffix, if you did the mitzvah, I put up mezuzahs. I have a suffix, if the mezuzah is good, you must put up a kosher mezuzah. Because when the Torah says you have to put up a mezuzah, it means a vadai kosher mezuzah. If it's a suffix mezuzah, it's not called a mezuzah. But when it comes to treifas, when it comes to Yisur, Torah says you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. If this is a suffix, whether this activity is chilul Shabbos, so the Torah didn't say anything about that. Torah says don't eat chazer if it's vadai chazer. Torah didn't say a word about suffix chazer. So that's what led the Rambam to believe that suffix deraisa lechumra by averis is only midi rabbanon, and the Ravid agrees with that Rambam. The Ravid usually disagrees with all the shverer Rambam. Here the Ravid agrees with the Rambam that suffix deraisa lechumra by yisurim is only midi rabbanon, and suffix deraisa lechumra by mitzvahs, that'll be deraisa. So that's what they point out over here. You ask the question, the Torah has a din, a seita sofek, he's not allowed to live with his wife until he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash and she drinks the Mayim HaMarim, and it will clarify whether she's zinsa or loy zinsa. So maybe it's sofek deraisa l'chumra. How did the Gemara come up with the idea that it's b'toras vadai? Maybe it's b'toras sofek. So the Chavis Das says, because according to the Rambam we understand, it's a sofek avera. Sofek avera is mutter min haTorah. Only a sofek mitzvah is lechumra, but a sofek avera is only a lechumra midirabbanan. So why does the Torah prohibit the husband from living with his wife until he brings her to the Beis HaMikdash and she drinks the Mayim HaMarim? Sofek deraisa is lekula midiraisa. So mikan atarayeh that seita sofek is asura b'toras vaday. It can't be b'toras sofek. If it's b'toras sofek, it should be mutter min haTorah. So it must be that it's b'toras vaday. And then the Gemara says, the fact that the Chumash uses the verb v'nitmor, the choice of the verb v'nitmor, is to teach me that by a sheretz, where it's real tumah, this is, we're using a lashon mushal, so we call it v'nitmor, because tumah and kedusha, tartar esaser, have a whole explanation. But real tumah goes on a sheretz, you touch it, that sheretz. So mekana tadan, a sheretz is a kavachomer. When you touch it, sheretz, you become tumah. Whether b'shegig or b'yoynes, you become tamei. When eishes is shezin, so it's a nitma, does not apply b'yoynes, does not apply b'shegig. Only b'mezid, so mikan atadan a kavachaymer, a din. That you see by soita she's asura b'toras vadai, so sofik tumah will also be tamei b'toras vadai, not just b'toras sofik. Then the Gemara says, but that's only b'shus hayochid. Umimokim shebosa, that's the top line, and on the base. The Saita Sofek, when does she become Asura Baila? After Kinu Yastira. Where is the Stira? Where is Stira? It's always Bishu Sayachid. Let's say the husband is Chayshah, the wife is having an affair with someone, and then she went to a bar, and they have 100 people in the bar, and she was drinking liquor with the man, with her boyfriend. That's called Stira. The 100 other people in the bar. Stira means there's no one else in the room. Privacy. Stira, the Gemara says, here the big Taisus on Amid Beis, Bishus HaRabim, the Taisus quotes a famous Gemara, we'll discuss it a little bit. Taisus quotes a famous Gemara, Nazir. What's the definition of Bishus HaRabim versus Bishus HaYachar? How many people do you have to have there that it should be called the Bishus HaRabim? You need Shish and Reba people. For Bishus HaRabim Deraisa, you got to have some Rishonim hold. You have to have a street where Shish and Reba people are roaming around. How many people do you need? Gemara says three. How do you come to that conclusion three? Because by the Soito, there are only two people in the room. The Isha, the Soito, and the Boil. The man, the husband, is suspecting his wife of having an affair with him. So there are only two people in the room. So that's why it's called the Rishus Hayochid, and you go l'chumrah. If there would have been another person there, it wouldn't be called stira. By definition, stira means there are only two people. If there would be three people, it would be called the Rishus Haram. So, umimokam shebasa, where are you learning out? Sofik tuma l'chumrah. Where are you learning it out? You're learning out from Saito, Masaita Bishus Hayochid, Av Sheretz Bishus Hayochid. Sofik tuma Bishus Hayochid is Tomei Vadai. If it's Bishus Harabim, it's Tohar. And everything is learned out from Saito. That's what the Gemara says.
Even though Shrotzim are more Motsui Bishus Harabim than the other Bishus Hayochid.
Shrotzim are more Motsui Bishus Hayochid.
Bishus Harabim, you should know. If a guy's in a private backyard, so barbecue, so Sheretz, he might think of Sheretz, so Bishus Hayochid.
Yeah.
But he controls the shrotz, and he doesn't want to have to shrotz, so he's watching that there shouldn't be shrotz. Okay. Rabbi, I should say suffering too much. It's more of a tzad that shrotz is there.
Maybe more matzah, but that's the halacha. You only learn that from Saito. Yeah,
even though shrotz, it's more matzah there.
Okay.
Does anyone explain to Rambam that's mechat shrim yase and lo sase by suffix that an ase is the ahava and the lo sase is the yira and ahava is more important than yira, so the suffix on an ahava would be midoraisa l'chumah, but on the lo sase is only yira would be midorabanan?
Yeah, but what's the logic? Fine, ahava is more important than yira. Here they have a logic. They say the Torah speaks about something meaning avadai. So when it says you have to shake an esrig, it means avadai esrig. So Sofik Esrig, you're not Yotze. Torah says you're not allowed to eat Chaza, goes on Vadai Chaza. Sofik Chaza, we didn't say anything on. So Sofik Deraisa L'chumer by Averis is only the Rabbonon. Sofik Deraisa L'chumer by Mitzvahs will be Deraisa. Torah says you have to eat Matzah. So you have a Sofik, if the Matzah is acceptable, that's not the Matzah we're talking about. Torah is always speaking about Vadai.
Okay, when we're Mechan being Dam being Dilun Din being Nega L'Nega, the Tuma is also referring to this kind of Tuma of Bia. Asura.
Nah.
So why you let it compare the Tuma from Safik Tuma Rishus Yachid to Sota? It's an Isser and a Tuma.
Right. Usually Tuma Miyisa Lo Yafina, Isa Mituma Lo Yafina, two different areas. But here, Pasha Pshat is the fact that the Torah, Kodesh Boch, dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu write the verb Vinitmo, which really doesn't fit in. We came up with an explanation and an interpretation, but really, it shouldn't say v'nitmo. So the reason why the Rabban Shalom chose the usage of that verb, v'nitmo, is to allude to the din, that not only here is Sofik Saito, b'toras v'aday asura, because if it would be b'toras Sofik, it wouldn't be asa, according to the Rambam. Isa Sofik, the Raisa Luchum, is only with the Rabbanon. So it must be that Saito is b'toras v'aday, so ma Saito is a v'aday, so the Sheretz is also a v'aday. That's a fantastic drasha. Yeah, we distinguish between Rishus Hayochid and Rishus Haram. Very strange. Very strange. So the Rambam quotes a Tosefta that doesn't make any sense at all. The Rambam says, we distinguish between Rishus Hayochid and Rishus Haram. Why? What's the logic? So the Rambam quotes, and then they arrive at the two Tanoim and the Tosefta. Each one gives a different reason. So the Rambam quotes one Tana, the Rabbi quotes the other Tana. People who don't look it up think, the Rambam and the Ravid invented a new idea. No, each one is quoting a Tanif and a Tosefta. They're both Peladic. So the Rambam says, and why? What's the logic to distinguish between Rishus and Rishus Rabbim? Because we know that in Tumah by Rabbim were more Makel because Tumah Hutru B'tzibur. What does it mean Tumah Hutru B'tzibur? When you makar karbonis in the Beis Hamikdash, you have to be in a state of Tahara. But if it's a Karban Tzibur, Karban Shizmana Kavut, Tmidim and Masofim, a carbon Pesach, you have to bring it on a specific day. A carbon shezmano kavua, so it's dechetuma. If you can't bring it b'tara, it's dechetuma. So you see that tuma b'tzibur is more kal. So therefore, atzushtel sofik tuma b'shus harabim is lahakel, but tuma b'yochid is mochamer. So it's a tella. What's the tzushtel? Tuma hutra b'tzibur means you're allowed to be makar of the karbonis in the state of tumah, and the karbonis will be tummy. You are tummy. The karbonis will be tummy, but they'll be kosher. Here you're saying safik tumah b'shus harabim is tohar. You're not saying despite the fact that it's tummy, you're makel. No, you're saying that it's tohar. So what's the tzushtel? What is the tana? It's a tana and a tosefta.
If it's sibur, we always said is in sibur, it was a karbon shizaman of kavua, even if a karbon yachid.
Right, that's a murderous kasha, yeah. That I don't have a teretz on. But this kasha, we do have a teretz on, yeah. So this apella, what's a tzushtel? The Rambam is quoting a tana from the Tosefta. where did the Tanaim get this idea from that there's room to be mekel safek tumishu sarabim is tahar, safek tumishu sarabishu sayachid is tame? So he says, because tumahutshu betzibur. What's the tzushtel? Tumahutshu betzibur, the carbon is tame, but you're allowed to bring it betum and it'll be kosher. Here, the thing is tahar. If it's bishu sarabim, it's tahar. So the Netziv has an ishurim. I don't remember if it's on this Gemara, around a different Masechta, probably over here. I remember.
Maybe that's a din tahar, but it really is tame.
No. Here it's Tahar. Okay. Here it's Tahar. Yeah. So the Netziv says, the Tana and the Tosefta was just trying to prove that there's a difference between Yochid and Tzibur, Beneget to Tuma. You see, Beneget to Tuma, that a carbon Yochid is not Dechet Tuma, and a carbon Tzibur is Dechet Tuma. So you see that Yochid versus Tzibur plays a role somewhere in the area of Tuma. Where does it play a role? That if the carbon is a carbon tzibur, you bring it betume, the carbon will be tameh. The carbon will be tameh, but it'll be kosher. So once you know that there's a difference between yochid and tzibur, so mele, there's no mamatzinu here. You're learning out from soito to tumu, because the verb vinitmo was used. So you can only learn out for rishus hayochid. You have no right to extend it even to rishus harabim, because we know that in hilchus tumu, there is a difference between a yochid and a rabim. Yeah, that's the pella. What do you mean? There's a difference between a yochid and a rabim. What? By Soita it's three people, by Tuma it's three people. By Korban and Sibush is Mano Kavua. It depends on Mano Kavua. It doesn't really depend on Yochid and Sibur. And if you're talking about Korban and Sibur, Sibur means the Gans Klal Yisrael. It doesn't mean three people. That's a Pella. But that's what the Netziv says. Probably on this daf, in the Meroy Mesoda, the Netziv gave Shurim in Valoshin. So they wrote up all, I think he wrote up. He wrote up all of the Shurim in the Meroy Mesoda. Yeah. So Amachudish Dikki Gemar, that the whole institution of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid Sveka Tomei Vadai and Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRab Sveka Tohar Vadai, everything is learned out from Soito, because by Soito it says V'Nitmo and the verb doesn't really fit in, so we knock out Akish because we gave a whole explanation but it still doesn't fit in, so we assume that it's to teach us, we carry over the din from Soito to share it to Sofik Tumah. And Mimokam Shabasa, and by Soito it's only B'Shus HaYochid. There were only two people there. If there would have been three people, it wouldn't be called stira. Wouldn't be called stira. That's why we said, even though there's an Issa Yichud, let's say there's a man with two women. There's an Issa Yichud, but it's not called stira. Stira is only if the man and the woman are there alone. If there are other, it's another person there, he may be in violation of Yichud, but it's not called stira.
I thought a woman with two men would be called stira. The Issa is more, there are two men versus one woman as compared to
two women and one man is an Issa Yichud, and two men and one woman takes off the Issa Yichud.
Because they wouldn't do it
for
each other.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm still not clear about what's the nafkamina, whether machlokes daraisa is lechomer is a din medaraisa or a din medarabana, meaning by shaking lulav and nesek, that's a mitzvah daraisa. So in either case, if I'm unsure whether I did the mitzvah or not, I have to redo it because we go l'chumra. And by chazer also, if I'm unclear, since this is an iser daraisa,
you're not allowed to eat it.
So what difference does it make whether that whole din, that the machlokas is...
What's the difference whether it's deraisa or derabbanon? See, by the conservatives, whatever's derabbanon, so they feel, well, we're rabbis, and the rabbis can undo what the rabbis did. Hey, mamra, hey, mamra, the rabbis made a chumra, and we can remove the chumra. But Orthodox Jews don't treat the derabbanon so lightly. So we observe din of derabbanon with the same strictness, same severity as din of deraisa. So what's the difference? So one of the differences is the following. What's the din if you have a svek sveka? So even though sofik deraisa l'chumra, but a svek sveka b'deraisa is lakula. So what's the logic behind svek sveka? So the Prima Godim and others write, according to the Rambam, we understand very well. Because the sofik deraisa l'chumra itself is only midirabbanan. So if you have a sofik, whether you have a sveka deraisa, that's a sveka derabbanan. Even if you have a sveka deraisa l'chumra, that itself is only a din midirabbanan. So if you have a svek sveka, you have a sofik, if you have a sveka deraisa. And if you do have a sveka deraisa, it's only midirabbanan. So svek sveka is a sofik derabbanan lakula. But that'll only be on a mitzvah sloisa, say. What if you have a svek sveka if you are yotzei mitzvah? So then you can't say it's a sveka derabbanan. If sveka deraisa lechumra is deraisa by a mitzvah, so svek sveka is also lechumra. So that the Mishnah Melech raises such a possibility. Maybe Svek Sveke Lekula is only on a lav, and on a mitzvah sese wouldn't apply. Or the Mishnah Melech raises another question. There is a girsa in the Rambam, it's probably a misprint. It's the case of Mishnah quotes Kisve Yad. Manuscripts that have this, and we have it printed in the Rambam in brackets, but the Pashta says that it's not correct. That the Rambam asks Akasha on himself, how can I say, in Hilchas Tumas Meis, the Rambam writes, how can I hold an opinion that Safik Daraisa Luchumra is only Midirabbanan? There's an institution of Hashem Talui. It says in the Chumash, if a person ate a piece of flesh, and after he ate the flesh, he had a lot of fat in it, and then he comes to the realization that it may or may not have been chaylev. So if a person eats fat and it turns out that he fell in, he ate chaylev b'shoigeg, he has to bring a carbon chatos. Because kosher is not a kares, he should give us a chatos. If you do an aver b'shoigeg, which if you would have done the aver b'meiz, it would have been chayv kares. So if you do b'shoigeg, you chayv chatos. So if a person ate meat, fatty meat, and he ascertains later on that he ate chaylev, because I ate chaylev, he has to bring a carbon chatos. If a person eats a piece of meat, and then he realizes there's a suffix, did he eat chaylev or did he eat shuman, then he's obligated to bring an Hashem Toli. So the Rambam asks on himself, why does he have to bring an Hashem Toli? It's mutam in Atera. Suffix the rice of luchum is only midirabbanan. So what does he need a kapara? It's mutam lechatchilatid. It's only asam midirabbanan. So they have in brackets, and the Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Meis, he has the kasha against himself, and he says, the answer is, when do I say suffix the rice of luchum is midirabbanan? By Yisurei Lavim, but by Yisurei Kareis, I would admit that Sofek Derais and Luchum is Mederais. Yisurei Kareis is Sveka Derais and Luchum is Mederais. Either Rambam writes Sofek Derais is Lekula Mederais, even by Arayis and even by Shabbos. And Shabbos Arayis is all Kareis. So the Kesem Mishnah says, Arayis he means Grusha Lekoyim. Arayis usually means relatives, but it's Kareis. Arise means in Shabbos he means chumen, huh? Right, so that's what he answers. The Rambam writes, "Safik deraisa lechumer is only midirabbanan." Minatara safik deraisa is lekula, even by Shabbos and even by Arise. So how can he say by Arise? Arise is kares and Shabbos is kares. So the Kesem Mishnah says when he says Arise, he means grusha lekoyim. That's and Shabbos he means chumen. He means chumen.
Hashem
Tali is only for Karis Dekha Zdonah. Yeah, Hashem Tali is only if it's a Zdonah Karis and Shigigas Achatos. So if it's a Suffolk, then he brings an Hashem Tali until he ascertains. If he'll ascertain in the future that Ivadai did the Avera, then he has to bring Achatos. Calls Mani's Mesupik, it's enough with an Hashem Tali.
Is it only the Rambam that limits Hashem Tali to Yisurei Karis?
No, that's Mishnayis. Everybody agrees to that. Right. So the Mishnah Melech raises this possibility. Maybe the din that Svek Svek Elekula doesn't apply to Yisurei Karis. If you hold that Svek Svek Elekula is based on Svek the Rabbana Elekula, because Sofik the Raisa Luchum is only the Rabbanan, so that's only true by Chayv Elavin. But by Yisurei Kareis, if you hold like this, Girsa and the Rambam, which is assumed to be incorrect. Because the Mishnah already quotes this from manuscripts. But if you hold like that questionable Girsa, that Yisurei Kareis is Sveka Deraisa Luchumra Mederaisa, even according to the Rambam, then it'll be Sveka Luchumra by Yisurei Kareis. So the Mishnah Melech says, but the Ramo, the Mishnah Melech was a Sfardi. So he says, but the Ashkenazi, the Ramo, and the Shulchan Aruch writes Beferish in Hilchas Nida. Nida is a kares, and the Ramah writes when you have a svek sveka, the woman is muteris without going to mikvah. So beferish Ramah that svek sveka lakula even by Yisurei kares, but he raises the possibility of saying not like the Ramah. He thinks that maybe he'll discover someone who'll distinguish between chayv elav and a chayv krisis. You want to know, is there any difference whether you hold svek deraisa luchum and mederaisa derabanan? That's the nafkamina. How do you understand svek sveka and when? And when will it apply? And when will it not apply?
What's the swear of the Rambam by a mitzvah that suffered?
No, the Korban Hashem is only by Chabi Krisis that we know.
Yeah, but if it's Svek Sveka, maybe we don't have to bring it.
Svek Sveka is Mutter. Svek Sveka is Mutter. Okay. But some say Svek Sveka is not Mutter by Chabi Krisis, and some say Svek Sveka is not Mutter by Mitzvah Sese. You only go to Kula by Mitzvah Sloy Sese because Sveka Derais Luchum itself is only with the Rabbanan. But by mitzvah sesei, we're sveka deraisa l'chomer deraisa.
Yeah, well, then what's the smaller Rambam to say that by mitzvah sesei should be the Raisa? Why should it be like any other?
So that's what I said. Oh, but the Tzoyis HaChoshen writes, when he was a teenager, when he was 17, wrote the Shev Shmaitz, heavy duty, Sveka the Raisa, and Ruba Vachazaka, and Eid Echad, and everything, Hatter Agunas, and then the Chavizdat. The Nesibis, his Bar Plukta, wrote the Chavizdat on Yerideya. So he writes in Simikuf Yud, he writes in the Beis HaSofik of Kuntra, so they both write the same thing. They think the Rambam holds Sveka deraisa luchumim deraisa by essay, and by lavin it's only the Rabbon. What's the logic? So they both say the same svara. When the Torah speaks about chazer, the Torah speaks about vaday chazer. The Torah speaks about esrog, vaday esrog. The Torah only speaks about vaday things. So if he shook an esrog, that's a suffik, you're not yotzin. The Torah says you have to shake a vaday esrog. The Sveka deraisa luchumra by a mitzvah. But the Torah prohibits chazer, vaday chazer. It doesn't say a word about suffik chazer. Suffik chazer is not called chazer. So Sofik deraisa lekule by mitzvah slois eser, because the Torah never said a word about that. But Sofik deraisa lechumer by mitzvah, the Torah said you got to sit in a sukkah. Has to be a vaday kosher sukkah. The Gemara is going to bring up this possibility on the next daf. The Gemara is going to talk about it. Okay. Next week, Bulanet, we'll have to discuss a little more about the Sofik tuma. These are famous dinim. Sofik tuma b'shusayachid versus Sofik tuma b'shusayarav. In this week's Sedra, we have in Parsha Samor, we have the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. V'nikdash de b'soch b'nei Yisrael. When a person does a mitzvah, b'farhesya, b'rabim, in the presence of 10 Jews, any mitzvah, so that's a Kiddush Hashem b'rabim. And the Chilul Hashem, when a person does an aver, there's always Chilul Hashem. Cholo means empty vacuum, empty space. So we say, Malay Chol Ha'aretz Kevodah, the Shechina is all over. When a person sins, he chases away the Shechina. The Gemara has a lashon, and Rabban Shalom says, "Ein ani b'hu yecholim lo'ado b'makom echad." I don't want to be the same place as him. So when a person is sitting here and he does averus, so the Shechina runs away. Shechina doesn't want to be there. So he's making what we call lachil al Hashem. That's Rab Chaim Elojin that translates. He's chasing away the Shechina, and there's a cholo, there's a vacuum, there's an emptiness here. The Shechina is not here. So that's whenever a person does an avera, there's always a chilul Hashem. He chases away the ashuras hashchina. When he does it barabim in the presence of 10 people, so then it's a chilul Hashem barabim. When a person does any mitzvah, it's always a kiddush Hashem. When he does the mitzvah barabim, then it's a kiddush Hashem barabim. So the pasuk says, "V'nigdash de b'soich b'nei Yisrael." So the Gemara understands from the word toich, from the usage of the word toich, that it means a minion of 10 people. Why? Because it says by the Miraglim, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "The Kolayim, Yishon, he bottled mitoch Eidah Hara Azayis." So who was the Eidah Hara Azayis? There were 12 Miraglim, and two of them were Tzadikim, Yishua B'Kolim. So the other 10. So the word Toich has the connotation of 10. That over there, that they were Rishoyim. He bottled mitoch Eidah Hara Azayis. The 10 were Rishoyim. So here, the word Toich, Minigdash, the Bisurch, Minay Israel, we should do Kiddush Hashem B'Toich. Means in the presence of a minion of 10 people. Yeah. Truth of the matter, the simple pshat in the pasuk is v'nidash l'b'soch b'nei Yisrael klal Yisrael. So the Gemara darshins, if you have 10 people, they represent the whole klal Yisrael. If the mitzvah is done in the presence of 10 Jews, or the aver is done in the presence of 10 Jews, the 10 Jews represent the whole klal Yisrael. The Gemara says that whenever kol be'asara shchinta sharya, whenever you have 10 Jews who want to daven, if they want to read the newspapers, that's not the shchinta sharya, but they want to do some dvar mitzvah, so the shchina will be there. If you have the less than 10, you don't assume the shchina will be there. So if you have 10, the shchina is there. Why? Because the 10 represent all of Klal Yisrael. We consider it as if they represent all of Klal Yisrael. So that's the mitzvah of there's Kiddush Hashem b'Rabim and Chil Hashem b'Rabim. There's Chil Hashem b'Yochid also. When a person doesn't have air, there's no one watching. There's also called Chil Hashem. He also chases away the Shechina. But if he does the Avera, b'Farhesi means b'Fnei Asorim Yisrael. So the Gemara has dinim. Sometimes he say Yehorig v'Yavor when a person does an Avera b'Farhesi. So Avera b'Farhesi means 10 men. If you have 5 men and 5 women, that doesn't count. There are a lot of people who are pushing that we should allow women to be mitzarif to the minyan. Allow women to be mitzarif to the minyan for Yehorig Val Yavar also. That's the real din deraisa. The Pashta says that you need 10 people to say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu. We assume that's only the Rabbanon. That's not a real Din D'oraisa. And if you recite Kaddish without the benefit of a minyan, you don't have a minyan. It's not right Min D'Rabbanon. It's not an Aver D'oraisa. It's not correct Min D'Rabbanon.
The Sheikh,
so the 10 represent all of Klal Yisrael. If you have less than 10, that's not enough. If you have 10, it's considered as if Gans Klal Yisrael is there. So to do an Aver in the presence of all of Klal Yisrael, that's called Chil Hashem Bar Rabim. So there, the Din D'Oraisa is that women are not Mitztaref to this Din D'Oraisa for the Chil Hashem Bar Rabim. Sometimes you say Horeg V'Yavet to do an Aver before Hesia. So this Din D'Oraisa is carried over to the Din D'Rabbanan. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein D'Oraisa Tikkun. It says, V'nikdash D'Bisoch B'nei Yisrael. So we say as an Asmachta, whenever you want to recite the Dovah Shebikdusha, Kaddish Kedusha Bochum, V'nikdash D, you have to have B'toch B'nei Yisrael. And Toch has the connotation of Asorah. Ibadna M'toch Eidu HaRazos. It has the connotation of Asorah. Yeah, but that's the Din D'Rabbanan. The Din D'Oraisa is for Yehorek Val Yava purposes. So for Yehorek Val Yavar, everyone agrees that you have to have 10 men. When they get to the din of Dovish Abigdusha, so then the Rabbein and Tam is Mekel. If you have one cotton, you can be Mitzar. Rabbein and Tam probably will not say when they get to Yehorek Val Yavar. He's only Mekel on the level of the Rabbanon. And then there's one opinion that the Mishnah Berurah points out is not even quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that that one woman can be Mitzar of Dominion. One cotton says in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rabbein and Tam. Many times that was the practice in many communities. There would only be 9 adults and one cotton.
But Yaakov Eben did it here. On the Rishon Lezion, he had a woman as
the... Oh, yeah?
I think.
So the Mishnah Berurah points out that there is such an opinion in the Mordechai, but it's not even mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. The one cotton to Mitztaref that's mentioned and was relied on in many communities. One woman is not even mentioned. So this whole story, one woman and one cotton, this is only a shada benegay to the din de Rabbanan of reciting a davish abigdusha basar. But benegay to the din of Yehorek Val Yavet, that everybody agrees, has to be asar on Noshim Gedoylim. You're not mitzar for cotton, you're not mitzar for nisha, that's for sure.
Goyim don't count on it.
Goyim don't count also. It has to be asar on Yisrael. It is a chil Hashem, even betzina, when no one else is there. But it's not called the chil Hashem barabim. The Hori Gal Yav is when a person does an Avera de Fahesi.
You only Jew, you do something that really might be right.
It is a Chil Hashem, but it's not this Chil Hashem Barabim. Chil Hashem Barabim, that you say Hori Gal Yav, that's only Bifnei HaSorah Mi Yisrael.
The Rabbah and Sefer Mitzvah, when he talks about
Kiddush
Hashem, he talks about before
Goy. Another kind of Chil Hashem. It's a different.
I always wonder, because intuitively, it would seem it's a bigger Chil Hashem if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mocked by Jews who aren't willing to stand up. Jews between themselves do. But if a Jew isn't willing to do it before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there would be a bigger Chil Hashem. But why don't we hold it?
I don't know. The 10 Jews represent all of Klal Yisrael. So it's considered as if you did the Aver in the presence of Gans Klal Yisrael. That's considered a bigger Aver. What you're pointing out, the Rambam says, it's a Chil Hashem. The goyim will laugh at the God of the Jewish people. The Jewish person is a ganef and he cheats in business, cheats on income tax. That's the Jewish God. That's the Jew, what the Jewish religion stands for. So in that sense, he's bringing bizyonis and busha to the Elokei Yisrael. So that's another kind of chil Hashem. But this chil Hashem that you say, Horeg Val Yavet, this is because it's considered as if the avera was done in the presence of all of Klal Yisrael. Because the 10 asar represent all of Klal Yisrael. That's how the Gemara understands.
Yeah.